A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds. It's blue sky, 92 degrees. KSL's top story. It's developing news here on KSL. Utah fire officials are responding to two different fires this afternoon. The first is the Cedar Fort fire. It's estimated at 35 acres and moving fast because there's gusty, shifting wind. Highway 73 is temporarily closed for firefighting efforts out that way. There's also a fire along Mountain View Corridor in South Jordan near 118th South. It's burning up some dry grass pretty quickly. UDOT says northbound Mountain View Corridor is closed at 110th South for firefighting efforts. Stay with us for the very latest here at KSL News Radio. It's 5:31.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee.
Joe Biden says his pick for vice president was the right one. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Biden and Senator Kamala Harris on stage together for the first time.
Picked the right person to join me as the next vice president of the United States of America.
Harris says the country is crying out for leadership.
In just 83 days, we have a chance to choose a better future.
Both of them tearing into President Trump, Harris over his response to the outbreak.
There's a reason it has hit America worse than any other advanced nation. It's because of Trump's failure to take it seriously from the start.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Getting kids back to school was the topic at the White House early this afternoon. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, President Trump brought together a select group of parents, students, and teachers on the reopening of schools during the pandemic. Among them was Dr. Paul Peterson, the director of education policy at Harvard.
You know, at one time, Mr. President, I thought digital learning was the future, but we have learned through this COVID crisis that we haven't got digital learning to the point where you can really engage young people. They've got to be in that classroom. They have to be with their peers.
During his daily briefing, the president said that he feels sorry for teenagers who have had to deal with the quarantine.
And I have a feeling that on November 4th, somebody's going to announce schools are open. The country's open. Everything's open. I really believe a lot of it's done for political reasons. You want to know the truth.
The president implying that Democrats are creating fear around COVID. The debate over whether to open schools rages on in Arizona. Teacher Brad Charles, who has taught biology in Queen Creek for 4 years, says he's not taking the risk. He's resigned.
I was given a doctor recommendation that I should teach online if there was larger than 10 or 15 students in my classroom.
There are passionate arguments on both sides. Yesterday, board members voted 4-1 to resume in-person learning on August 17th. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:33. How are the homeless faring in this pandemic? Todd Fuchs has an update.
Jeff, we have Utah's annual report on the state of homelessness. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce breaks down the latest numbers.
The number of Utahns who are experiencing homelessness has shot up 12% from last year, according to the latest point-in-time count from the state. Why? That's unclear. But one reason may be we're getting better at finding people living on the streets. The lack of affordable housing and supportive housing options could also be reasons. But it's not all bad news. The number of people who've had to use homeless services is down more than 5%, while it's also more likely people will stay housed once they get a place to live. And veteran homelessness has been cut in half since last year, meaning they're getting more of the services they need. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL Sports, options seem to be fading for BYU football in their search for opponents. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports BYU is not on the Big 12 Conference's 2020 schedule.
The schedule posted on Twitter by the Big 12 isn't exactly complete. It's their conference-only schedule. KSL Sports BYU writer Mitch Harper says four Big 12 teams have not announced their non-conference games, but he says all four of those schools have their opponents pretty much selected. The American Athletic Conference, Conference USA, and Sun Belt are considering seasons, so Harper says it is possible BYU could arrange something with them, and the ACC still has some non-conference openings.
For now, BYU only has three games to play: Navy, Houston, and North Alabama. So what will gym class look like in the fall? A physical education teacher says it's going to be more about just being active than playing organized games.
We're trying to avoid contact sports and using a lot of equipment. That's kind of where the struggle is, because for us, we can put them through a fitness curriculum, but I mean, a lot of kids take a team sports class because they want to play team sports.
Darby Freeland from Copper Hills High tells Live Mike with Lee Lonsbury that they're still looking at ways to get creative to provide that team sports experience. By the way, Freeland says dodgeball is currently on the no playlist. KSL News Time, 5:35.
We have traffic trouble. Ricky, fill us in.
Okay, two hot spots that are at the top of the list. One is a closure to all traffic northbound Mountain View Corridor at 110th South in South Jordan. This is due to a roadside fire. It's just the northbound side that is closed. Our other one is a crash that's still blocking a right lane of traffic. Southbound I-15, as you're approaching the I-215 junction, you've got stop-and-go delays back to 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, do you wonder how to get on that video wall during jazz games in the bubble? Well, the answer's on the way. My Minute of News is next.
Sometimes you need the information fast. Sometimes you just need to know more. Start each day here for the fastest information. And keep listening during the day for more. KSL News Radio is Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.